So the epistle for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When, with a certain law and compass, he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with his bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits, when he had balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him forming all things and was delighted every day playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Please be seated. One announcement I forgot to make this after Mass. There will be the opportunity, if you would like to renew or to make for the first time, the total consecration to Our Lady according to St. Louis de Montfort. So if you prepared for that during this time, you're definitely welcome to renew that, or as I say, to make it for the very first time. You can just come to the communion rail after Mass. And then also there is the opportunity, I had a sign-up sheet in the back for those that are interested in enrolling in the Knights of the Immaculata. So you have that opportunity today to enroll in the Knights after the total consecration. So just want to make that announcement. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But today we celebrate the Immaculate Conception. And so with that feast, it is one that, yes, it shows that Our Lady was immaculate conceived without sin, without original sin, without any sin, and that she lived her life accordingly, always pleasing to Almighty God. And it's interesting to see in the liturgy today how it shows that God in his infinite wisdom had long ago prepared the world for the coming of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, what does that mean? Well, we see in the liturgy today that it wasn't just at the time of her birth that God desired to exempt her from original sin. It is something that was promised to, obviously was promised to then Adam and Eve, that a Redeemer would come, and through this Redeemer that he would be born of a virgin. And so we can see that in the wisdom of Almighty God, that he had this understanding, that he separated her from the rest of creation. But therefore, that Our Lady, she was separated from that, being immaculately conceived from all eternity. And so we see that also in the epistle today, it talks about how the Virgin was in the mind of God and was already conceived, already in the divine plan of God. And so it's interesting to see how the Church portrays this, how the Church explains this to us. But as I say, it's very important for us to also see how Almighty God knew from all eternity that the Mother of God would be conceived immaculately without any stain of sin. And what a privilege that is, a privilege because she was the Mother of God. That is only fitting that the first tabernacle that our Lord were to rest in, that it would be immaculate. And so that is why then Our Lady was separated from all creation, that she has this privilege, that He wanted to grant this privilege to her, and then also because of that, that she would be full of grace. But we see that it flows from her being the Mother of God. And so this great privilege that we celebrate today, her Immaculate Conception, is because she was the Mother of God. And that is what we recognize, that is what we celebrate this feast today. And that is why I said of Our Lady, Thou art all fair, O Mary, there is no stain of original sin in Thee. There is no stain of original sin in the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is no sin that she were to commit in her life. And how pleasing she was to Almighty God from the beginning. And so as I say, when we celebrate this feast day today, when we understand to what this great privilege meant to Our Lady, we see very clearly it was because she was the Mother of God that she would have this purpose. And so therefore for us, all we have to do is look at the liturgy today. You know, in Genesis we have the famous thing that Almighty God was thinking of Our Lady. Some attribute it to the Church, some attribute it to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The application can be made to both. What I quoted you at the very beginning, it will put enmity between thee and the woman. You know, thy seed and her seed. And it's interesting then to contemplate and to think about that. Because it was through the serpent, it was through the devil that Eve fell. And so that is why we can refer to Our Lady as the new Eve, the new mother of mankind. And so then you see very clearly of how that through the serpent Eve fell, and how then Our Lady that would have this other relationship with the serpent, that she would crush his head. Because of the importance of being the Mother of God and what she would have to do. That she would bear our Lord Jesus Christ and bring him into this world. And so it's interesting to see how talking about this enmity between them, between her seed and then his seed, those that follow, obviously, Satan, and those that would follow then Our Lady, follow Almighty God. And so that is why when we talk about the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and how important that is in our spiritual lives, whether the total consecration, whether the Knights Immaculata, wearing the brown scapular, the miraculous medal, all of these different devotions to show that we have pledged allegiance to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And how she will crush the head of the serpent. And that is why then St. Maximilian Kolbe also talks about how she will vanquish all heresies. It's because God has given this power because she was immaculate conceived. She was the Mother of God. Coming back to that time and time again. For us to see that that is the greatest privilege of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Being the Mother of God, and these other things flow from that. Full of grace, immaculately conceived. And so yes, it is the reversal of the role that Eve had played. And how through that she had lost the friendship of Almighty God. Had lost sanctifying grace for all of us. And that is why we were born into this world with original sin. Because of that fall of Adam and Eve. Being tricked by the serpent, yes, but in some ways, Almighty God warned them to stay away from that tree, to not to go toward that tree. And yet, that is where they would go. That is where Eve would go and to converse with the devil, to dialogue with the devil. And that is why we say how dangerous that is for any of us. That we must stay away from that. And so that is why we see how important this feast day is. Because at the Annunciation, when Our Lady was told that she would to be the Mother of God, and it says, Thou art full of grace, and the Holy Ghost shall descend upon thee and overshadow thee. Thus, that is where she found out she were to be the Mother of God. Even though she said she knew not man. God had his plans. And though therefore that is why it is so fitting that she would have no stain in her. And then we have to then try to see why the church placed this feast day, why it is in the time period of Advent. Because we see how important the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary is. How important she is in this time period of Advent. We prepare for the Christ child. She bore the Christ child. She carried him for 9 months. And so, yes, she was prepared to be the Mother of God. And so, therefore, we can have this help from Our Lady in preparing for the coming of the Christ child. And we've talked about that. We've talked about how important it is for our soul to be prepared for this. Well, also, we can see why, then, this great feast of Our Lady is placed in this time period of Advent. To show also the importance of the role that she played in that. In the birth of our Lord. And so that is why we must come to Our Lady. That is why we must turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In asking for that help. To prepare our souls well for this great feast of Christmas. But we have this great feast today. To prepare ourselves for that. To ask for the graces that we need. I encourage all to consider about whether the total consecration, the Nice Immaculata, entrusting ourselves to Our Lady. And that is why many of the saints have said those that have a true devotion to Our Lady will never be lost. Because she will always watch out after her children. I mean, truly we can say that she is the mother of all of us, but those that show this special devotion to her, all the more so will she watch out over those children. No matter how old we get, she will always watch out after us. As a good mother, of looking out for the good of her children, winning for them the graces that they need, beseeching God for those graces. And so that is why in this time period of Advent, we kind of have this respite today, this great feast, this holy day of obligation, but not to overlook then the idea of preparing still for the coming of the Christ child. That is why we take on penances, that is why we do sacrifices during this time period, is to try to prepare our soul for the graces that God will give to us on the Feast of Christmas. And so that is why we have to prepare ourselves well. That's why we can't get just caught up just solely in the material aspects of Christmas. No, we have to still prepare ourselves. Obviously, these things, the decorations, the creche, all these things remind us of the great feast of Christmas in preparing ourselves for that. And as the snow comes, supposedly tomorrow, all those different things, the things that we see, yes, they help us to realize it's Christmas time. It is this time of preparing for the feast of, the nativity of our Lord. But we have to take care of the spiritual. We have to take care of our soul. We have to prepare that now. And that is why Our Lady is so important in that. In the preparation for that. She was prepared from all eternity to be the Mother of God, so therefore she will help us to prepare for the coming of the Christ child. That we have to see. That we have to understand. And so it is something that we see, at the apparitions of Lourdes. When Our Lady appeared to St. Bernadette, she confirms, we can say, this dogma of the Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception was defined in 1854 by Pope Pius IX. And then 4 years later, with the apparition at Lourdes, she confirmed that by telling St. Bernadette she was the Immaculate Conception. I am the Immaculate Conception. This confirmation from heaven that was given to us, that shows to us how important that is, and all the apparitions that she made at Lourdes, all the miracles that are there, again, it is for us to see how much that Almighty God has placed in the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I'd say let us take this opportunity of this great feast day to come to Our Lady's altar, to pray to her, to ask her for the graces that we need. And I say those souls that maybe have prepared themselves for the total consecration, whether they're renewing it or doing it for the first time, the Nice Immaculata. You're placing yourselves under the patronage of Our Lady. You're trying to, in a sense, guarantee your salvation. Obviously, we can only be guaranteed if we stay faithful to Almighty God. But by having these helps, these means, although all the more so will we have, you know, that faithfulness that we can try to give to Almighty God. So let us truly pray to Our Lady on this great feast. Let us ask for the graces that we need, and let us remember, obviously, in the prayers that we say, that she will never turn a deaf ear to us. And so I'll leave you with the words, O Queen, conceived without original sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.